Chick, I call it Lola. She feel like the ocean, like to drink and smoke some Doja. And I feel like smoking, plus she good at charming cobras. I feel like I'm chosen, but she ain't the only one. No. Got the chick, I call her Katia. She be acting bougie, then she came through and tied me up. Now she just a groupie, got the aura of the mafia. Her friends wish they knew me, but they ain't the only one. No. What they want, what they want, what they want. Dollar signs, yeah, I know it's what they want. What they want, what they want, what they want. Y'all ain't fooling me at all. I've been at this shit for now.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Antonio Mounsell. I'll be your host. You're listening to Stay 100 Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about everyday life and everyday situations. Welcome back, guys. This is episode 40. This episode is called Deion Sanders and the CU Buffs Making a Lot of Noise. Again, welcome back, guys. Episode 40. I kind of want to talk to you guys about Deion Sanders and what's going on in Boulder, Colorado. As you know, Deion Sanders took the head coaching job from Jackson State University to Boulder, Colorado, where he is the new head coach of Colorado Buffaloes. So I think he is 5 months in. It's already the summertime. He's been on the job for 5 months, and he's making a lot of noise. As you know, it's been in the headlines. It's been in the papers. He turned around the whole Colorado Buff roster, who went 1-11, who went 1-11 last year, 2022 season. So he has changed the roster around almost 90%. I think he got rid of, I want to say, 50 to 60 players on the last year's roster. So he did a roster overhaul. Anyways, I just want to jump into it and just talk about Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, and the Colorado Buffaloes. And what's going on, what's currently been out there. If you haven't been paying attention, Deion has brought 10 to 12 Jackson State players, former Jackson State players who he coached the last 2 years. He brought 10 to 14 players with him to Colorado, who he calls his dogs and his Louis bag. Really excited about this season in Boulder. A lot of people think Deion and the Colorado Buffaloes will win 3 to 5 games. I personally think they'll win about 6 to 7. That's just my personal opinion. With the roster he has intact right now, I think he'll win between 6 and 7. And the roster is only getting better at the moment. He will be led by, leading quarterback will be under his son, Shador Sanders, and led by Shador Sanders on offense, and Travis Hunter, the generational talent, defensive back and receiver. So Colorado Buffaloes, they're looking really, 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 really good right now. It's a lot out there. A lot of people criticizing Deion for changing his whole roster from last year's team. But Deion warned everybody when he got the job at Colorado back in January that he was bringing his own luggage and it was going to be a Louis bag. So not only did Deion, I just want to jump into it and say, not only did Deion just bring 12 to 14 players from Jackson State, he brought 4 or 5 people to his support staff. I think he brought about 7 or 8 of his former coaches from Jackson State too, also with him. So, and overall, he probably brought between 25 people. I think he brought 25 people from Jackson State to join him in the Colorado Buffs in Boulder, Colorado. So it's something I want to touch on with you guys. If you're a sports fan out there, and this is episode for anybody that's been following Deion Sanders and CU Buffs and within the last five, 6 months. If you're a sports fan, I just want to touch on this subject. A lot of people are upset with Deion because when Deion made the transition from Jackson State, a lot of people said he sold dreams. I personally don't think he sold dreams. He was there for 2.5 years, 3 years. He took them to 2 SWAC championships, 2022, 2021. He also took them to 2 HBCU national championships where they didn't win either game, but he still took them there. And the last year's game, they lost in overtime. They were very close to winning that game. But he did what he did there. He had a 25-6 record there, 27-6 record there. He did what he was supposed to do at Jackson State, and a lot of people are just upset with him, which I don't get why. When you do good things, you're supposed to move up. When you do good things at certain schools, you're supposed to move up. You're not supposed to just stay there for the rest of your life. You're supposed to go chase the money. You're supposed to get more money. And I think a lot of people were upset with Deion for doing that. But I think Deion made the right decision for him and his family. You can't worry about what other people say. You got to do what's best for you and your family. And he definitely made the right decision. So now he has a struggling 1-11 team, the Colorado Buffs. And he has made a roster overhaul. And he's loaded up on offense. He's loaded up on defense. He's got a lot of guys from the transfer portal. I think he recently just signed 5 guys from Florida State. 5 guys from Florida State, his alma mater. He's getting a lot of guys from Power 5 schools. And I think Deion is trying to win now. And a lot of people say usually when a person comes to school, it takes them 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years, to turn the program around. But Deion, that's not Deion. If you know Deion as a person, Deion's trying to win now. He has the ability to coach, the ability to motivate and inspire the youth and people around him to win now. So that's why I want to touch on this subject today. It's a special episode because we really don't, we usually talk about everything, everyday life, everyday situations. But I kind of just want to touch on Deion Sanders today, Coach Prime, and CU Buffs. Also, if you're just listening to the show, tune in. We're talking about Deion Sanders and CU Buffs. If you're just joining, or you'll be listening to this later. I hope you guys are blessed. I hope you guys are extremely grateful, and I hope you guys are feeling great. It is summer 2023. I know a lot of people are really busy right now on vacations and relaxation and just trying to get their minds right and just stay focused. If you would, like I said, if you do listen to this podcast episode later on, just sit back and relax over a drink and tell us what you think in the comments, or tell us what you think in the email or on Instagram, where you can follow us on my page at AntonioState100 on Instagram or Antonio Mounts on Facebook. I have spoke to Larry, my co-host Larry. He's doing great. We're soon to join each other again on another podcast episode. He's been doing other things with his life. He's doing well. He's doing really good. I spoke to him maybe a couple of days ago, and he looks forward to joining me on the show again and bringing out more podcasts for you guys. So, also, I just want to say before we jump back into the talking about the CU Buffs and Deion Sanders, Coach Prime. Just want to say we thank all the subscribers and everybody that's been with us for the last 2.5 years, everybody who's been following us, listening to every episode. We love you guys. We appreciate the support. Without you guys, this episode or these podcasts will never be out. You guys motivate us and inspire us to do this daily. So we just want to say we appreciate you guys. And if you wonder where you can get the podcast, where you can find the podcast is located everywhere, to name a few: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, to name a few, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, to name a few. We also post it on our Facebook pages. You can find it on my page, on my Facebook wall at Antonio Mansell on Facebook, or you can go to my Instagram and click my link on my bio, and it takes you all to my podcast. And it also gives you a list of what all the podcasts what other podcast platforms that we play on. So I just wanted to let, cause a lot of times some people that's new start listening to podcasts, they don't know where to find it. So again, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. But just touching on Deion Sanders and Colorado Buffs, I think they're going to do a lot better than what people think. I think their expectations are high. I'm real excited. I'm going to try to go get out there to Boulder to a game. I'm going to try to get out there. I know it's like 30 minutes away from Denver. I'm going to try to get out there during the fall and try to go to a game in Boulder for sure. Just go to a home game, just experience what Colorado football is about. And they'll be playing. They'll be playing the Pac-12. So the Pac-12 is loaded. Well, you, as you know, USC, Oregon, UCLA, Arizona State, Washington, they're loaded. Colorado, they have lots of good teams and lots of good teams with tradition and a lot of winning. So it's gonna be a tough season. And I know Deion will have his guys ready. I'm a big Deion fan. I've been a Deion fan since I was 5 years old, ever since he played for the San Francisco 49ers and Atlanta Falcons and San Francisco 49ers. I also followed him really deeply when he played for the Dallas Cowboys, won the second Super Bowl, also Baltimore Ravens. So I've always followed his career up until now. So always been a great fan of Deion. Always been motivated and inspired by the words and everything he does with his life and the way he moves. I just want to talk, you know, just talk about this season with the Colorado Buffaloes. It's going to be a really good season, and I'm excited. And I think Deion and his staff and his support staff are going to prove a lot of people wrong. And some people are saying that they won't win more than 3 games, you know, and we don't know. We don't know. I don't know, but I'm guessing 6. I think they'll be talented enough to win 6 or 7. I definitely think they'll be bowl eligible, and hopefully they get a bowl and or get to participate in a bowl. And if Deion were to win 5 or 6 games, that would be beyond expectations. If he were to get a bowl game, that'd be beyond expectations in his first year at Boulder with the Buffs. The thing about Deion that I like about him the most is Deion doesn't care what people say. He does him. He sticks to his guns. He stays motivated. He's inspired. He goes with what his gut. He goes with his experience. He trusts himself. He trusts his staff. He trusts his support staff. He don't make no answers off what somebody else told him. He goes off the decisions of his head. And that's why I like about Deion, because I know that he's very independent and he thinks for himself. And not only that, the motivation, the inspiration, just the words he says, and how he always has his teams ready, always has his guys motivated and inspired and together. But he has a lot of talent on this Colorado Buff team. Like I said, led by Shador Sanders and the all-everything Travis Hunter. Also, I think his son, Shiloh Sanders, who played free safety at Jackson State, who just graduated, is a fifth-year transfer. And I think he's cleared now to play at Jackson State. You still got plenty of guys like Cameron Selman Craig, who plays free safety from Jackson State. Shane Coates on the defensive tackle. It's a lot of guys I can name. They also added Willie Gaines as a slot receiver from Jackson State. They loaded that receiver with Jimmy Horn Jr. And Xavier Weaver. Former Kentucky back, do everything back, Kavasier Smoke. I mean, you look at the roster up and down offensively. Even on the offensive line, Van Wells, a freshman All-American last year for Colorado Buffs. Tyler Brown, transfer from Jackson State. HBCU All-American. Savion Washington, JUCO All-American. Like, this offense and defense is loaded, man. I can just keep on naming names. But the guys I name are those are the even Levante Bentley, who's a former All-American at Clemson as a linebacker. Shane Coates, defensive tackle, who's a big time player. They also got a lot of 4-star and 5-star kids coming in the next couple weeks. Everybody knows that Deion signed the number one cornerback in the nation with Kamari McLean, who signed back in January, who was out of Cocoa Beach, Florida. Kamari McLean, if you haven't seen him play, he is the real deal. And there's rumors out there speculating that he will. There's reports out there saying that he probably will play both ways for Deion Sanders too, as a two-way player, just like Travis Hunter. Apparently, he is that. It's alleged that he is that athletic, so he may be playing some receiver and cornerback. And as you know, Deion loves players that play two ways because, you know, Deion's played two sports. He also played two ways when he played on the football gridiron. So this is just an episode that we just want to talk about with the Colorado Buffs, just give you an update of what's going on and all the recruits they got coming in for the future. Even with the 2023, 24, 25 class, they're loading up with a 4-star and 5-stars. I think he signed 2024 top receiver and player, Winnie Watkins is a top receiver at another guy at Cocoa Beach, Florida, or Papamo Beach, Florida. But I know he's considered number one receiver in the country, still in high school. I've heard they're looking for him to reclassify because he'll only be a junior this year going into high school, but they're trying to reclassify him into a senior so he can hurry up and get the Boulder within the next year. So Deion and his support staff, and not just his support staff, and all his coaches, they have a lot of stuff going on right now. They've changed a lot at Boulder, even with the nutrition. And if you watch the videos on Well Off with Deion Sanders Jr. on YouTube, or with Darius Sanders, Reach the People, just watch those guys' YouTube pages off YouTube. It's showing you everything that was going on in Boulder. It's a beautiful thing right now. It's a beautiful thing. And I think Deion is going to set up expectations. I think expectations are very high, but I think he's going to exceed in expectations. And I'm anxious to see this podcast grow. Hope you guys still listening to us. I know a lot of you guys, we have over 40 episodes now. I know a lot of you guys have listened to half of them because some of you guys have told me, and then some of y'all have only listened to like 10, but we're going to keep on putting out a bunch of content. Still got a lot of great people coming on the show. We're excited about this podcast. We're going to keep on letting it grow, and we're going to play it everywhere. We're going to post it everywhere, and like I said, without you guys, none of this is possible. If you're wondering about me or Larry and just wondering what I've been up to, I've just been staying low and out the way, focusing on more content to come out. I'm actually going to Fort Lauderdale, Florida in the next 14 days for another 4 or 5 day vacation, you know, just to relax and have a good time and clear my mind and just get some sun and enjoy some drinks and enjoy the summer. Summer is my favorite season, so it's always enjoyable for me. But anyways, Colorado Buffs, Deion Sanders, CU Buffs, the whole support staff out of Boulder, Colorado, we coming. I'm a big Deion fan. My dad went to Jackson State and was in the marching band, so we supported Jackson State, and we still support Jackson State. We still love Jackson State. My dad is an alma mater from there. So I've been loving Jackson State before Deion was there. I've been loving Jackson State, knowing about Jackson State since I was a 5-year-old kid. I was born in Belzoni, Mississippi, an hour north of Jackson. So we always went to the games. And my dad was in the band. My dad was a former student at Jackson State. He was also in the band. Like I said, we're excited about Jackson State season this year. Jackson State pulling a lot of pulling a lot of recruits too, and we wish them the best of luck. We'll be watching Jackson State and the Colorado Buffs. Again, I'm Antonio Mansell. You listen to State 100 Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about everyday life and everyday situations. We love you guys. We support you guys. Keep on supporting us, and everything will come true. This is episode 40. Deion Sanders and CU Buffs. We coming, baby. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. Love y'all.
But not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my niggas is broke? What good is first class if my niggas can't sit? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my niggas more chips. Just put the Rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this. To act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a nigga for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame. It won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some niggas slid in my lane. Everything grows, it's destined to change. I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thanking you now. Was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your